David, your thoughts on tonight's game here at Windsor Park against Cliftonville?
I thought it was a good game. Two teams going head to head. Cliftonville are the informed team in the league at the minute in the country. So we knew it was going to be a tough game. First half, I thought we got the goal. It was a good time. We had a couple of other sort of decent chances. We didn't sort of go and work the goalkeeper probably as much as we should have done. Second half, they changed it a little bit. And to be honest, and I've spoken to the press in there, I thought sort of from 65 probably minutes onwards, you could see the fatigue. You could see a little bit of jeer in the legs and the bodies and the minds probably. So credit to them, they kept going. And even towards the end, we kept going. Probably wasn't ideal. Probably the last 10 or 15 minutes, we probably looked a wee bit ragged in our eagerness to try and go and get the winner, which again is a credit to the players because they kept going. And even though there's a little bit of disappointment in the dressing room that we haven't won the game, but when you look at it and reflect, and certainly me as a manager and reflect on it, probably a draw was probably just about a fair result tonight.
Cliftonville showed that they're actually a good side. They're top of the league, and tonight they showed they're top of the league for a reason. And, you know, as you say, a draw was a fair result, but in many ways it was also a good result, bearing in mind, you know where we come from in midweek.
Yeah, again, you know, two tough games against Glenallan and Glentoran. You know, traditionally, tough places to go over the last number of years. So, you know, we come away with that with 4 points. It would have been ideal to go back caught up with another three tonight. We haven't done that, but we'll look back, we'll reflect. It's been a tough week. We're still in the early stages of the campaign and the season and everything else. And on reflection again, with where we've come from and the changes that we've made on the pitch and off the pitch, it's going to take a little bit of time, but we'll get there.
Couple of days break and we go again. Ards, County Antrim Shield. It's a competition again. Well, it's a game first of all, but in a competition that we want to succeed in.
Yeah, we want to progress. I'll go and watch the Swifts tomorrow in the County Antrim. I'll be desperate for Davy Dorian and the players to go and progress into the next round against Malachians tomorrow. So, you know, at Linfield, you know, success is a must. Is the County Antrim Shield the club's priority this year? Absolutely not. But that's not to say when we go into the game on Tuesday, when we're in the competition, there will be changes, that's for sure. And there's going to be players in and around who haven't got game time, not only tonight and probably recent games and recent weeks, which will play and give them an opportunity on Tuesday. So once the game, you know, I can see it far enough at the minute, to be honest, because coming off the back of this, and myself, Ross and George will probably mull over the game this weekend and sort of come up with something for not only Tuesday night, but more importantly for Saturday. There will be some of the younger players will get opportunities also on Tuesday night, which again, hopefully they'll do okay.
But there must be players who haven't got the minutes that they wanted who must be chomping at the bit to get on the pitch on Tuesday night.
Yeah, there's players asking me all the time what I need to do to get in, whatever else. So again, speaking to the players and the staff in the dressing room, the best thing for somebody to get in the team, stay in the team, is play well, score goals, work hard, do the basics, work harder than your opponent, be better than what you've been. Some of the players who are in the team at the minute, again, have done okay, but I don't think anybody's nailing down sort of positions. They sort of say, this is my shirt and I'm going to play week in, week out. I don't think that's the case at the minute. We have a certain few who probably do that, but I don't think we've got a full team of 11 at the minute where we can sort of say that week in, week out at the minute, that's going to be the team until something goes wrong or that we lose a game or somebody gets injured or suspended. So the players in and around needing game time, even the subs who come on tonight, some of the boys in and around not getting minutes. It's an opportunity. It's always an opportunity. Training's an opportunity. The players need to be better in training. They need to be better in the games. They need to be better if they get 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. Come on, prove a point and show me and show the supporters and show the players, more importantly. The players are the main ones because they need to realise that they haven't got the minutes, but give him some more minutes and he's going to do well for us.
One of the players who you were able to welcome back after an injury was Niall Quinn tonight. That must be pleasing. I mean, Jimmy Mulberry misses out, but we welcome back Niall Quinn tonight.
Yeah, again, you know, I've made no secret of the amount of games that since I've been the manager, how many games Quinny's played, how my thoughts on Niall. So it was good to have him back tonight. He's had a tough pre-season and he's missed longer than we had hoped. But again, Quinny gives us good options, different options. He's good experience. He was tired tonight, even though he only came on for the length of time that he did tonight. But he'll improve for the minutes, and when we get Quinny up and running, he's a vital part of not only the squad but the team going forward.
Tuesday night, Ards, Windsor Park. It's David Healy's 300th game as manager of this club. It's another landmark. I know it's not long till you've been here 6 years, but it's a nice milestone, isn't it? 300 games in charge of this great club.
You said it, Andy, great club. And say I grew up as a young boy and never thought I'd sort of want to play. And I spoke to you a number of weeks ago about wanting to play in a Big Two derby. I never got the opportunity, and managing in that gives me great pride and great pleasure, certainly when you win on like we did on Tuesday night. But to manage here, the length of time that I have might surprise some. The length of time that I've been here, it's 6 years, it's gone basically in no time. I remember the porta cabins around the back of the old cop in the north stand when I first arrived, and 6 years later, it's been an incredible time. The success, and I always remember the first word. It was actually David Jeffrey when I made the statement that I made when I joined the football club as manager, that I wanted to bring success to an already successful football club. I feel as if we've done that. I also feel that there's still people out there that maybe are hoping maybe I'd left a little bit earlier. That's fine. You can't please everybody at times. But again, for the ones who have supported me, backed me through the 6 years, the chairman, the board members along the way, the staff members, the players who have played under me, it's been an incredible journey. And I can't sort of promise you I'm going to be here for another six, and I wouldn't promise the fans, because I wouldn't want to concern them that I may be here for another 6 years. But when I am here, one thing that they can be guaranteed is that every time that we step foot across the white line onto a pitch, be it home or away, that I want this team and club to win more. I know the supporters, they care and they pay their money and they demand, and they've supported the club for 60, 70, 80 years, whatever the age you are. But I can assure you, and I can assure them, that nobody cares about the result and the performance more than I do as soon as Linfield step over that line.
And I'm sure you'll also want to say, as much as it's your 300th game, it'll also be Ross Oliver's 300th game. And, it's a special achievement for the two of you to be here for that number of games.
It is. And again, Ross came in under the radar. Nobody really knew a lot about him. I met him in and around my coaching, in and around with the underage teams in Northern Ireland. And I say he's not only a brilliant number two, he's a good friend. He works harder than anybody. He understands football. He wants to improve. He wants me to improve. He wants to improve himself. He wants to improve staff members. And again, if you give me somebody who wants to improve on a daily basis, I'll take that all day and say he's been an absolute credit. He's been my rock at times. I ring him at all hours at times. I torture him at times with messages. We torture each other. I throw him out of the office every now and again because he says something which is frustrating. Even though we're good friends, we still have that working relationship to make sure that, as I said before, every time we step on the line, I'm prepared, he's prepared. Now we've got George in, with all our incredible staff members at this football club, honestly. The supporters, they probably don't see it as much as I do and we do. And the background, the hard work and the commitment and the professionalism, everything, they just see the game and the performances and the result at times. They actually don't see a lot of the hard work goes on in the background. And going back to Ross, he's been an absolute credit. He's an incredible number two, that's for sure.
All the best for your 300th, and hopefully a successful one to remember the occasion by on Tuesday night.
Cheers, Andy.